This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Apollonaise, from the ballet scenes of composer Alexander Glazunov, performed by the Moscow Symphony, led by Alexander Anisimov. Here on Kansas Public Radio, during classical music on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have joined you to keep the music going. We've got coming up music by American composer Arthur Foote, a string suite, a bit later with the Dogma Chamber Orchestra, as well as a late work by Claude Debussy, his cello sonata, all just ahead here on KPR. We have some music next from Gabriel Fauré. This was a bit of music that was indirectly inspired by Debussy, or at least Debussy's publisher. In 1918, this is a late work by Gabriel Fauré, Fantasia for Piano and Orchestra, with the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, and pianist Daniel Varsano, here on KPR. A late piece, composed in 1918 by Gabriel Fauré, is Fantasia for Piano and Orchestra, performed today by pianist Daniel Varsano, along with the Philharmonia Orchestra, and conductor Andrew Davis on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:18 now. We have the Dogma Chamber Orchestra joining us in about 10 minutes with a American suite for strings by composer Arthur Foote still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Giller, February 26th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Eagle's Rest, natural home located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. On the KU campus, temperatures are in about the mid-50s. We'll have mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Temperatures are going to start to drop later this afternoon to the low 40s, and by tonight, cloudy and chilly temperatures, a low of 23, and tomorrow's a cloudy day with temperatures around 43. From a late piece by Gabriel Fauré to a late piece by Claude Debussy, this one was written in 1915. Debussy's cello sonata, played here by cellist Tatiana Vasilieva and Yumiko Arabi at piano on KPR. Playing cello there, Tatiana Vasilieva, and pianist Yumiko Arabi in Claude Debussy's Cello Sonata in D, composed in 1915, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:41. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. And it's Thursday, and that means Classics Live tonight at 7 p.m. Tonight, we've got Washburn University Music Department Director of Keyboard Studies, Lucy Tan. A KPR favorite, Dr. Tan, will be here for Beethoven's Mysterious 30th Piano Sonata, plus Schumann's Kreisleriana. The warm and vivid playing of master pianist Lucy Tan during Classics Live, tonight at 7 on KPR. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library on March 11th at 6 p.m. We're joined next by the Dogma Chamber Orchestra. Mikhail Gervich is the conductor, and the music by 19th-century American composer Arthur Foote. A suite for strings in E major next on Kansas Public Radio. A Suite for Strings in E Major by American composer Arthur Foote of the 19th century, performed there by the Dogma Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Mikhail Gurvich, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's just about 1 p.m., and in just a moment, an update of news headlines from NPR. That's going to be followed by our next hour of classical music, where we've got some chamber music by Mozart, his fourth piano trio, music from Sergei Prokofiev, and we'll also start things off with music by Jacques Offenbach for cello and orchestra. We've got that and more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. On the KU campus at the moment, temperatures are in the mid-50s and skies are sunny. Temperatures are going to start to drop, though, this afternoon. By about 5 p.m., we'll have dropped to about the low 40s or so, and by tonight, skies cloudy and chilly temperatures for this evening. Windy, breezy, and a low of 23 degrees.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR.org?
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Little music, either inspired by or meant to invoke a sea voyage. That's from composer Jacques Offenbach, some early music of his for cello and orchestra, Sea Reverie, performed by cellist Guido Schieffen and the WDR Radio Symphony of Cologne, conducted by Helmuth Froschauer, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you for more classical music on a Thursday afternoon. A bit later on, we've got music for you by Sergei Prokofiev, a suite from one of his operas. We'll listen to Duena or Summer Night. That's a bit later on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel on Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Continuing on now, we've got Mozart next and chamber music written in 1786. Piano Trio No. 4 in B-flat major here with violinist Jamie Laredo, cellist Madeline Foley, and a piano Rudolf Serkin, next on KPR. A little Mozart for our afternoon. Well, more than a little, actually. We heard the Piano Trio No. 4 in B-flat major, played by violinist Jamie Laredo and cellist Madeline Foley, along with pianist Rudolf Serkin, here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. 1:37 now, and about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel on Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Next on KPR is some music from Sergei Prokofiev, an orchestral suite That is derived from one of his late operas that went by the name of Duena, also known as Betrothal, in a Monastery. It was essentially the story of a young heroine fighting an arranged marriage. The suite from that opera from 1946 is known as Summer Night, and we'll hear it next with the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev, here on Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Russian National Orchestra, conducted by Mikhail Pletnev, and music by Sergei Prokofiev, an orchestral suite that goes by the name of Summer Night. It's derived from the opera known as Duena, or Betrothal in a Monastery, from 1946. Just about 2 p.m. now, and in a moment, NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we've got the Final Symphony, composed by Franz Joseph Haydn, his London Symphony. That would be the 104th. Not to mention music by George Friedrich Handel, Glazunov, and Anton Rubinstein. Much more still to come in an afternoon of classical music. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. You know, your $10 or $15 a month, that may seem small, but it makes a big difference. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow members, all adds up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes over at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
CO's Industry is the story.
And Leon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be with us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Loose to the ballroom. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Budapest Strings, with a short melody in F major by composer Anton Rubinstein on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News and classical music as well. I'm Jeff Watson, sharing the latter with you until All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m. Between now and then, we'll have a little music for violin and piano, a sonata by George Friedrich Handel. Also joining us for our main performance in this hour, it's the orchestra of the 18th century with the final symphony ever composed by Franz Joseph Haydn. And the man had quite a few of them. We're going to listen to number 104, Haydn's London Symphony, all in just a little bit. We bring back Alexander Glazunov for a bit more music now. The Moscow Symphony and conductor Igor Golovshin are joined by cellist Alexander Rudin. And we've got music that Glazunov wrote for cello and orchestra. Two pieces that are both tender and passionate and explore the singing quality of the cello. Two pieces, Opus 20, on Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conductor Igor Golovshin, and cellist Alexander Rudin, with Opus 20 by Alexander Glazunov. Two pieces for cello and orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:19. Thanks for being with us here on Thursday afternoon. Still to come is the orchestra of the 18th century, with the final symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, the London Symphony, a bit later on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham, the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition on Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lee.ku.edu. We're joined next by violinist Tiberius Klausner and Richard Cass on piano with a short sonata in A major by Handel on KPR. From Mozart this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:30, half an hour until All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget to catch Classics Live this evening at 7 p.m. We're ready to move on to the orchestra of the 18th century and conductor Franz Bregen for the final symphony, composed in 1795 by Franz Josef Haydn, and he composed it in the city that he had taken up residence in by that time. Haydn's Symphony No. 104, the London Symphony, next on KPR. The London Symphony, the final symphony by Franz Josef Haydn, is 104th, played by the Orchestra of the 18th Century, led by Franz Bregen, on Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeb Watson, and I want to thank you as always for joining me for classical music. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs, such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
If the UK can...